The Great Planxty and Raggle Taggle Gypsy. We go live now to Vicar Street in Dublin City tonight. It's the annual Radio 1 Folk Awards, and presenting the show for Radio 1 and for the TV as well is John Creedon, and he's taken some time out from rehearsals to chat to us. Hello, John.
How you doing, Ray? All good there, back at base camp, yeah?
Yeah, we're playing Planxty. Can't be better.
Yeah, can't be too bad. So.
Yeah. Christy Moore featuring tonight, Andy Irvine, Liam O'Flynn, and of course, Donal Lunny is receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award.
It's an amazing night. It really is a kind of a who's who. We're like the proverbial swan here at the moment. It's all calm above ground, but underneath we're peddling like the devil. But it is an extensive lineup, really. I mean, it's a 3-hour show, which is mammoth. And I have to hand it to Al and Siobhan and all the crew there for pulling it together. I saw some of the rehearsals yesterday and again today, and it really is the creme de la creme. I saw Eliza Carthy saying something in the... I think it was in the Irish Times. She was just saying that in Britain, folk music is still kind of underground. It doesn't have that mainstream respect. But we get it. It seems to me the Irish get it. And so the Dolores Cains, the Christy Moores, you know, like the John Spillanes, they're right up there in the mainstream. And
the Lancomes, everywhere, so you know. And
Lancome, Usher, all the new stuff is amazing. Yeah. And we have some brilliant new talent this year. People like Roche from Fermanagh. A lot of people may never have heard of her, but she's really, really and truly something
that
she's
performing. R-O-I-S.
R-O for the I-S, yes. Yes. And I would say Roche, but I'm hanging out here now with so many Donegalers and Monaghaners that I'm starting to speak like that. But anyway, Roche, she trades as Roche, and she really is a serious talent. She has kind of dipped into that ancient queena, you know, what we would associate, I suppose, with funerals, laments, basically. And it's like a sigh of emotion. And her album is something else. And she's going to perform some of that tonight. And John Spillane, of course, has not only a new album, but he has a new folk opera. That's
I've listened
really
to
what it.
I love it. It is just the ambition of it first is amazing. But then the execution is even more amazing.
Brilliant. And the cast, well, he's been a long time at that one. That's been a kind of a magnum opus for him for a long time. And it's finished and he's got some brilliant people in his cast.
And he's in the shortlist for Album of the Year, Folk Album of the Year.
Yeah, he's also a nominee.
That's a tough
there,
group. So. That's a tough group, isn't it? That one, that's a tough category.
I think they're all very tough. You'll see some new names in there and you'll wonder. But I'd love to think that by virtue of the fact that someone is a nominee, it'll encourage people to say, who's your man or who's your one? And then go and have a peep. There really is some amazing music coming out of Ireland at the moment. And, you know, one of the annual features of the night is an obituary roller, really, where we recall the people who have contributed, not necessarily musicians, but mostly musicians, sometimes producers, photographers, album designers, and so on and so forth, but the people who have given a huge amount to folk music and trad in Ireland. And what never ceases to amaze me is, one, I guess, how many wonderful people we lose every year, but it's the galaxy of stars standing by to step up onto the stage and raise their game again. You know, people like Blan the Hoig there last year, you'd have to say, man, oh man, where did they come from? Under what rock did those fairies creep out, you know? So, brilliant stuff.
But this is such a strong tradition, and all these younger artists standing on the shoulders of giants, I suppose. And it's great to see Donal Lunny been recognised. You must love doing tonight. I know there's nerves around presenting and all that sort of thing, but what a privilege to be in a room with all these talented people.
Yeah, and I think that it'll only really hit me once we're properly rolling. But the same with the audience. You'll see, like, all being well, that the audience will really lift to this, because when you see a kind of stellar lineup there, you know, with people like, Pauline Scanlon and Zoe Conway's also going to come in. Martin O'Connor is on board for Donal as well. And the thing about Donal Lunny is he's one of those... I suppose quiet operators, works brilliantly with people, one project after the next. He has discreetly created these super groups like the Bothy Band, Planxty, as we heard there, Moving Hearts. And now his new project is Dark Horse, and it's Donal Lunny's Dark Horse. And really, it is a dark horse because we didn't see it coming, but they've been rehearsing privately, and it's a brilliant lineup. And they're going to kick off. So tonight, in fact, when they perform for us at the end of the show, that's the plan anyway, when Donal is given his award, we'd hope that Dark Horse, they're here, they've been rehearsing, they're sounding great, are going to perform, and that'll be their premiere in
a world exclusive, John. A world exclusive.
But you know what? It genuinely is the night. I don't know. I think you were probably there as well at the Eurovision Song Contest, and Riverdance premiered. You kind of go, that was amazing, wasn't it? But you didn't realise that what you were witnessing was something that was just going to gather steam and roll on. So just looking at the lineup of Dark Horse and Donal at the tiller, it's got to be a massive adventure, you know.
Yeah. Do you play music yourself, John?
Very badly, very badly, Ray. I think I broke more piano teacher, violin teacher's hearts along the way. It was always in the family. And brother Don was a fine little piper, and Geraldine. They all sang. We all sang a bit and tinkled around with the piano. But I can't say I ever mastered it, unfortunately.
Because looking at, and I'm going back to Donal again, because that Planxty song I played was from the 60s, was it?
That would be very early 70s, I'd say.
Yeah, early, right. And he's still doing it and still loving it and still, like, that's, to have that in your life, it's such a special thing, isn't it?
It's the hours they clock up as well, you know. It's just when, because I remember I went back and tried to learn flute, and I did. I got five or six tunes in the head, all right.
Right.
But I was always anxious that I wouldn't remember the tune or what to do next. And it was then that I rediscovered this notion of muscle memory. So when you do something often enough and you rehearse it, it's a bit like typing. You're not looking, well, I am sometimes looking for the letter Y or something. But so what happens is you think a tune and it kind of falls out of your fingers, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And so for people like Donal or any of the greats, you know, just the hours. I was playing a guy recently, totally different style, Sugar Child Robinson. He was a boogie-woogie piano player. And at four, he was working at 4 years of age. So you could
playing
hear this
guy.
Playing
the piano at four. Right, right.
Playing the piano at four, yeah. He was a professional at five or six. And his money made by the time he was nine.
Right.
Better than the confirmation money you were talking about earlier on. But the thing is, those boogie-woogie piano players, like a lot of trad musicians, will literally play for hours in a day. So
there's a huge amount of thinking.
It bypasses thinking. It just becomes the feeling, you know.
So there's best original folk track, there's best traditional folk track. So there's original ones, and then there's the folk singer, Cathy Jordan, Christy Moore, MacDarry Yates, Rena Connolly, instrumentalist, Alana Thornburg, Dermot O'Maher, MacDarry O'Fuilán, and Sinead McKenna.
And you know, and Ray, there's a great guest of honour as well tonight. You know, apart from President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, who'll be in the audience as a guest of honour. But, I mean, we have some performance there lined up from Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Brilliant.
And Mary Chapin Carpenter is another very special woman. Like, she's usually on the receiving end of awards. She has five Grammys to her name already. And just during COVID, she did her first live album. Interesting idea, this. It was COVID, so she did her first live album to a huge empty auditorium in Virginia and released an album called One Night Lonely, which I thought was a great title.
She's
going to give us a song from that tonight, except the difference is, I think she'll have an audience. She will have an audience,
Christy did that from the National Concert Hall during COVID as well. I remember I watched that.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
And he said at the end of it, Val's his wife, isn't he? He said,
Val.
Yeah, he said, okay, just before he played Listening Fire, he says, put the kettle on, Val, I'll be home in 10 minutes. Because he knew there was no cleaning up or anything like that. He just into the car and off.
Yeah. And no traffic either,
That's it, right. Well, John, we appreciate the fact that you're rehearsing away there and you took time out to talk to us. And it's always good to talk to you.
As always, for any time, man.
Yeah. So I mentioned the TV aspect of it. When is that happening?
That goes out on Saturday night next on RT1 television. But you know something that really crossed my mind this time round? This is first and foremost a radio event. I mean, it is the RTE Radio 1 Folk Awards. It's an idea that was conceived over in the Radio Centre, and it's surrounded by great radio people. Even tonight we'll have presenters like Loa and Louise Duffy and Peter Woods, the head of Radio 1. They're all presenting awards tonight. So first and foremost, it's a radio event. It's a 3-hour marathon. It's like a juggernaut.
Enjoy it. We all wish you could be there. So that's on RT Radio 1, presented by John Creedon, the 2025 RT Radio 1 Folk Awards. Thanks, John. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Ray. Bye.
Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time, and we are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RT Radio 1.